every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMCMAKMA.
By the way, I would like to announce at this juncture that there is officially a Lip Balm Anonymous. Sarah sent me the link.
I know there is.
Did you look it up?
No, but I've heard about it before.
Let's not speak
Have, no, we won't speak for them either, but we have now have proof that there is, in fact, a Lip Balm Anonymous.
I think we should speak for
Sponsored
them.
Sponsored by Chapstick.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Be awesome. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Oh, yeah. Bruce, the program.
And Shelley, the secretary.
Sweet! That's awesome.
Still the solution.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome back.
Not doing it.
I looked up all the lyrics. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We could do it.
Great.
Shelly? Oh, my name is Bruce B., as always. Oh, I already did that. Wow.
Brain cloud.
This is what I get for taking a nap right before this show.
Bruce has gone around the bend.
I'm suffering from
pot roast brain cloud.
So, Bruce, if I really needed a meeting, what should I do?
Turn up the damn radio.
All right.
Good. Or iPod.
The computer.
Or computer.
Radio.
Whatever.
Step back out of the 80s.
Turn on the music.
Yeah, but Shelley, they could have recorded them the CD and put them in their car.
That's right. That's right. Turn the volume up on the turntable.
Yeah.
On the turntable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Shelley, what would you do?
I would put on my little shoesies, and I would get up, and I would I'd step away from the keyboard, get up and either drive to a meeting or call a friend to get a ride or walk to the meeting or do whatever I had to do to get loaded. I would do the same amount of effort to get to a meeting.
Drop the mouse.
Would you drop the mouse? Would you make sure that you had an iPod or something that you could carry it, you know, the show with you on the way to the meeting?
I suppose if I absolutely had to, but it would be turned off during the meeting.
Oh, it depends on the meeting.
Yeah. What if the speaker sucked?
I'd still sit there and listen.
Wow.
I wouldn't. I'd text Bruce.
He'd text me and say, this speaker really sucks. And I say, I don't know. I can't hear him. I'm listening to Recovery 101.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Da-da-da.
You know what it's time for?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. And that's how you do it.
This is how we do it.
We have shout-outs to Sarah and Robert for Boozy News this week.
Sweet. We got Sarah right here in the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's quite stormy here in Laguna Beach at the moment.
Yes, there's a bit of a hurricane blowing through.
Yeah, what the hell?
In Gainesville.
Florida!
76-year-old Melvin Alday was charged with drug trafficking after he sold Vicodin to an informant. Now, this is part of a new trend that they've noticed, especially in Florida, of seniors selling their own prescription medications because they need the money. So they have legitimate prescriptions for legitimate problems, but they're selling them to dope heads because they need the money, because they're broke.
Shouldn't that be okay?
That's sad. Well, actually, according to the Florida law, you can sell, he got arrested for 19.5 milligrams, but you can sell anything that's less than 4 milligrams.
Yeah, but 4 milligrams is like nothing.
Yeah.
That's like a baby aspirin.
Well, it depends on the medication, because like I was on a medication that 1 milligram was the appropriate dose.
Oh, because, what was it, Valium, 5 milligrams is the lowest dosage they even have.
Well, Vicodin...
Yeah, it's like 250 milligrams.
No, it's 0.325, 0.5, because the Vicodin is a very small amount, the actual hydrocodone is a very small amount compared to the amount of Tylenol that's actually in the pill.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we've let everybody in Florida know what the minimum amount of drugs is they can sell legally.
Yeah, that's
Thanks,
true.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah.
I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oops.
I did it again.
Is there a place that'll... See, I could have gone there.
Is there a website we can check that out at?
Yeah.
No.
that'll deliver it?
No.
Okay. For free?
You just got to find some old guy standing on a corner, I suppose.
All right.
Apparently.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Milo Yakubchuk.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
That's probably not his real name.
That's probably not how you pronounce it, but he was given a DUI, but he wasn't driving. He knew he shouldn't be driving, so he called a cab. However, his car was parked ever so slightly in front of the bar, so he actually pushed it. He didn't get in it and drive it. The keys were never in the ignition. He pushed it 3 feet. The cab pulled up to take him home at the same time that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police showed up. They impounded his car. They impounded his car and arrested him. And he gets an automatic DUI because he questioned them on whether or not he had to take a breathalyzer because he wasn't driving. So they just hooked him up.
That's ridiculous.
That does not sound right to me. I'm sorry. He was doing the right thing, calling a cab.
I think he should sue.
Well, he's going to contest it. I mean, they have the right to contest it within 30
days.
It was a slow night in British Columbia.
It was. I mean, he wasn't even dry. He did the right thing. He called a cab.
He's almost our hero of the week.
Almost, yeah. Actually, I think he should be.
He was two drinks away.
Well, I think they should be the assholes of the week.
The officers? We had 2-for-1?
Yeah.
All right. After 50 years, Darvon and Darvocet have been pulled off the market.
Whoa, man. There are people all over America right now listening to this show going, oh, my God.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to do with all the extras I have left?
Is Percodan and Percocet still up
for
grabs?
Yes, they're still available. It's just Darvon and Darvocet. They've been pulled off the market in response to studies that have shown that the drugs cause irregular heart rhythms and may have caused thousands of deaths.
So does cocaine.
Wow. Yeah. I agree. So does crystal meth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those aren't actually technically legally on the market.
Cocaine is.
Only in certain forms.
Okay. Still.
As always, Dilaudid's fine.
Yeah, Dilaudid's good. The holy grail of pain meds. Or as Shelley liked to call it when she was in the hospital, Dilaudid.
Dilaudid.
Nirvana.
I hated Dilaudid, let me tell you.
I'm like, how would she goes, she couldn't take Vicodin. So I'm talking to her later on the phone, and she's just like not, it's like almost like I'm not even talking to her. And then all of a sudden the phone goes like dead, and there's just no one there. And I go in the morning, I'm like, because she had her gallbladder on. I'm going in the morning, and I said, what did they give you last night? She goes, I don't know, some Dilaudid. I'm like, Dilaudid? And she's like, yeah, that was it. I'm like, how was it? She goes, I don't know.
I have no clue.
Exactly.
They stuck it in my IV, and I was gone. Completely out. And I hated it because I don't like that. I don't like, even when I was drinking, I didn't like the whole passing out process.
There were times I strove for that.
That was the end game.
Yeah. Many times. Especially after cocaine. If I could get knocked out like that would be perfect.
Absolutely.
Speedball.
We have another stupid study.
Was there funding available?
There was funding available for this. Yale University got it. Yale University study, overeating may engage similar brain chemistry as cocaine and other drugs, both rewarding and altering the brain. causing food addictions.
That makes complete sense.
But they had to do a study to figure out what we all know.
I could have told them that already.
Yeah.
Just go sit at McDonald's for a weekend.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Go, wow, look at those people.
Go to the food court at the mall.
Yeah.
You know what's really scary about McDonald's? Have you ever seen the things where they talk about, like, the French fries? They never go bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
saw a thing
they
on
never
the
go bad.
Like if Twinkies.
If you put them, like, on a plate and you put, like, a bell jar over or something, 2-3 years, they never mold. They never do anything. That's very scary.
That's
because
a quality
if you take
product.
The ones from In-N-Out or one of the other hamburger joints,
yeah.
They mold, they fall apart. But the ones at McDonald's.
You mean the ones that are made out of potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that are made out of potatoes go bad.
Yeah. It's like, you know, McDonald's polypropylene fries. The problem is they're so good.
Really? I'm not a big fan of McDonald's fries.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not as good as Burger King.
Burger King fries
Burger
are better.
King fries
but Burger
are better.
King fries are worse for you because they're double fried.
In-N-Out, but nobody like knows In-N-Out unless you're in California.
Yeah, In-N-Out fries are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Tommy burgers.
All right.
Fries.
Yeah.
Chili fries.
Well cooked.
Oh.
In Bethesda, Maryland, and Bruce had wanted to discuss this, there have been several articles that have surfaced regarding the Midtown group. Mike Q was the leader of that group. By the way, I just found out that he has died of prostate cancer.
That's too bad.
However, the police are trying to investigate allegations that the Midtown group encourages young teenage girls to have sex with their older male counterparts within the Midtown group.
14th step.
Yeah.
And apparently, girls are being assigned to men by their sponsors.
Where is this at?
Yeah, that's the same answer to Shelley. I'm like, how can we join that group?
I was near Maryland, and I didn't go to that meeting.
Yeah, well.
God.
The problem is that the police are having difficulty getting any of the charges to stick because the girls will say, oh, yes, this is happening to so-and-so. And then they talk to the girls that the other girls are talking about, and those girls won't fess up to anything, but they'll point the fingers at all the other girls.
Girls are just jealous.
So.
Women are evil.
It's going on, and the police can't stop it.
So how do you join this group?
Moving on to the next story. So at any rate, you know. Anybody that's in the Midtown group, I feel for you.
I think that the older guys are feeling for you.
Anybody in Maryland who needs a sponsor, call me.
Yeah.
In Helena, Montana, Karen Schurg, 44, was arrested for her second DUI after she crashed her car into a beer truck.
Sweet.
Then hit a basketball hoop at a nearby playground.
She was aiming for the beer truck. She's like, I know how to get a bunch of beer out of that truck.
Exactly.
Off the beer truck, backboard, nothing but net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, what I wonder is the cop arresting her for the DUI was like, well, sir, I smelled alcohol. She just crashed into a beer truck. Of course he smelled alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Broken bottles and cans everywhere. Yeah, I smell beer. It gives me probable cause.
We were playing a horse.
Yeah.
In Durham, and I'm not sure exactly where this is. It could be Durham, nope. North Carolina.
It's got to be North Carolina.
Paul Evan Selig, 48, was charged with 19 counts of obtaining property by false pretenses, otherwise known as truth in advertising, after he sold bread claiming it was gluten-free when it was not.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, 19 people sent to the hospital.
Yeah, that's not good.
He was arrested and held on, get this, $1.5 million bail.
Wow.
That's like, a lot of bread.
You could do.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, no pun intended. You could do serious damage to people. My dad's got that celiac disease, and you can't have gluten. That'll jack people up.
Yep.
That'll make you feel
know what?
Poor.
It's even though the bread, like the gluten-free bread, is really expensive. It's like $6 to $8 a loaf,
and it sucks.
But yeah, it's like a cinder block. It's heavy. It's like one piece of bread. You could beat whales to death with it.
It'll fill you up.
That's a Shelley line. Beat whales to death with it.
Yeah, really.
Okay. But it's not, even though it's expensive, I mean, it's not that expensive. I mean, dude, the guy's only making an extra $6 a loaf. It's not like, you know, I don't know.
Hey. In Cincinnati,
he didn't have to sell his meds.
What?
He didn't have to sell his
meds. Yeah, he didn't have to sell his meds. In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Who do we know that's spent a lot of time in that area?
That would be me. An unidentified man in a maroon van got away with an entire carload of beer stolen from a Kroger market.
Was it your dad?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Jeez, Bruce.
Wow.
Was it your brother?
I hope my dad doesn't listen to the show.
Was it?
No, it wasn't anybody I know.
How do you know?
Because I don't know anybody with a maroon van.
How do you
and
know?
Because my family wouldn't steal a whole van load of beer.
Maybe it was.
Well, they're not real alcoholics then.
Maybe they were looking to go play basketball.
What I want to know is, because the cop that reported this to his superiors, filed the report on this, saw the van careening away because they, you know, the cop car pulled up and the guy pulled out of the Kroger parking lot. What I want to know is, how did he get an entire van load of beer from the Kroger into the van, one case at a time?
Yeah,
how do you steal that kind of beer?
Stick it in your pants.
Yeah.
A lot of trips.
Yeah. I'm Ron Jeremy.
Oh, geez. I don't get it. I don't know how they did it, but apparently...
Would be an entire van full of beer would take a while to load up.
It would, and the cop said that he saw the cases of beer stacked in the van.
Let's guess there was a pallet of beer somewhere very near a door.
But it was in the front door.
Could have been.
Maybe it was out front for a sale.
Maybe the guy was wearing like a Budweiser shirt and went in there like, oh, I need to replace these.
I'm thinking it had to be an inside job.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wear a Budweiser shirt into a market and I'm here to replace all these. You know, we got a recall.
Yeah.
We're going to unload these and bring in new ones for you.
Bruce, go try it. We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Be right back.
Okay, another RCMP story.
Got it!
Go ahead.
Okay, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in British Columbia has seized 54,000 pot plants and arrested 24 people. The large commercial operation also had ties to international gun running and cocaine.
So what we've got is Mounties won and bad guys won.
Yes.
What? How do you figure that?
Well, because the Mounties... Won one and lost one, because when they pulled over the guy, he's not really... They
he's
gave
not
him
a bad
DUI.
Guy. Yeah, he wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, to them he was.
Yeah.
Well, that's questionable. That's the end of the boozy news.
Awesome.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
Where the names have all changed since you've been around. And the dreams... Now I forgot it. See, now I'm bummed.
Oh, good.
And the dreams are since you've been around. Who'd have thought you needed...
You don't even know that part
right
now.
Right there where you need him. Yeah, we tease him a lot because we got him on the spot. Welcome back. So...
Yes.
Dare to believe, want to believe, can't believe.
Fran sent in the topic.
Don't stop believing.
Choose to believe.
Choose to believe.
Just a small town girl.
Uh-oh. Go, Shelly, go.
No.
It's a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train. Going anywhere. So, how would you like to attack this, Shelly? Besides attacking Mark and I for continuing on with the music thing. You guys have no idea how annoyed she gets by that. You have no
almost
idea.
Almost as much as you all do out there.
Yeah.
We get an official eye roll from Sarah on that.
All right. Sarah joins in with the eye rolls. Woo-hoo!
Sarah loves that, though.
I would say choose to believe in the sense that I've chosen to believe in a higher power of my own understanding that will relieve me of the obsession of drink.
Okay. What if I'm an atheist?
Then you have to choose to believe in something else. That's an interesting question.
What if you choose not to believe?
Well, I know an atheist in the program actually, and she believes in a rock.
I know a guy that used to be an atheist. His name was Ill. We call him Ill the Sick One.
Uh-huh.
And he used to straight out say, "I'm an atheist," and you know what? You can still get sober and be an atheist. And now he's like a Bible thumper.
Because he chose to believe in whatever it was they chose to believe in.
Yeah.
Long
so,
silence.
I chose to believe.
I came to believe.
Well, that's
how
what
did
I,
you?
That's what I was wondering about. Why it was chose to believe.
That's
and not
just the topic she sent me.
Oh, well, then who's the lead on music by?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know if we're there yet.
Well,
I'm there.
We're right there. We're within 12 minutes.
I've already got my slippers on. I'm ready for bed.
She does.
You are. You're slippered. The slippers of death are upon your feet.
Yes.
So, choose to believe, came to believe, decided to believe.
Do I believe? Why do I believe? What do I believe in?
Yeah, Mark.
Don't stop believing.
Oh.
Don't even go there. Come on, guys. Okay, so, Mark.
Yes.
Most downloaded song of all time.
You came to believe. How?
Well, I always had a Christian background. I grew up going to Christian school all through grade school, and so I had a...
Which I find interesting.
Why do you find that interesting?
Aren't you partially Jewish?
Just my circumcision. Just... No, my grandfather was Jewish. My mother was Lutheran, so... Usually you end up going where mom tells you to go.
Yeah, Lutheran won out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but you know, when I got clean initially, I mean, it was just one of the things that I was told to do, that I had to find a power greater than myself and believe in it. And I think you choose to do that because I chose to stay sober. You know, it's like, we go to any length. So when I was new and I came in, if somebody said to me, "This is what you need to do," that's what I did. And
that's why you're still here.
Yeah. I could choose not to believe. My life doesn't work out so well when I choose not to believe. Because then I believe that I know something more than my higher power. And when I think that I know how to...
The rubber band theory.
Yeah.
Let me give it to God. Let me snap it back for a second if I think I can do a good job.
That's right. Because isn't it God's will then that I took it back?
It must have been.
Because everything's God's will.
He knew you were going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what ahead of time? Shelley?
Yes?
Save us.
How did you come to believe?
Save us.
How did you come to believe?
Oh, jeez. He just got a song stuck in my head now when he said, "Save us." Save me.
How's it go?
Save me, save me, save me. I'm naked and I'm all alone.
Oh, I was thinking it was save, save, save me. Queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the question?
How did you come to believe?
I grew up, like Mark, I grew up in the church more or less. I mean, we stopped going to church when I was around 14 or so. But
I've never been to the church more or less.
Very funny. So I grew up in more or less in the Methodist church. When I got to college, I went off on this weird wandering jaunt through religions of the world.
Like every religion.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I studied just about all of them except for like Sikhism. I don't think I got too far into that one.
You even read the Quran, right?
I read parts of the Quran. I've read parts of most of the holy books, most of the big ones. And most of the Bible, actually. But I became atheist for a while and then agnostic when my son was diagnosed with diabetes. Because it did not...
You have to have a lot of faith to be agnostic.
Yeah, well, that's true. It takes just as much effort to not believe as it does to believe.
Yeah.
Well, agnostics aren't that they don't believe.
No, they're waiting for proof.
Yeah.
I decided against atheism because it's not very scientific.
Yeah.
Because
even Albert Einstein said.
Yeah, just because you can't prove something does exist also does not mean that you can't prove it doesn't exist. So agnosticism seemed to be the way to go.
Oh, well, clearly.
But when my son was diagnosed with diabetes,
there's a chapter for you in the big book.
I lost pretty much any faith I had at that point because it seemed to me that it wasn't fair. It wasn't right. I mean, why didn't – I'd done a lot of things that I could be punished for. Why didn't God make me diabetic instead of this four-year-old who had never done anything wrong? And I would go to the hospital. We'd go for his appointments at the hospital. And I'd see kids that had to wear, like, football helmets just to sit in color because their skulls were so thin that if they got jostled, it could crush their craniums. And kids in these horrible contraption wheelchairs that couldn't move their bodies at all. What kind of life is that? And that God allowed that to happen just stunned me.
So what snapped you back?
Well, the jellyfish, but we're not going to get into the jellyfish story again. We've already told that one on the show several times.
We have new listeners, though.
Well, and have we done it since you've been on the show, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think you should tell it anyway.
Yeah, because we got time.
Okay, so we're at the Long Beach Aquarium right before Bruce and I got married with the kids, and they had an exhibition of jellies.
Oh, and Shelley was not believing.
And we had been talking about how we were going to get married, whether we were going to have a minister or whatever, and I was really against the idea of having a pastor because, and this is strange because
Shelley
I was
wanted
agnostic.
Some dude from the Church of Satan.
I did not. I just wanted a civil ceremony. I just wanted a civil ceremony. But the funny thing was, here I am saying I don't want a minister because, and I'm claiming that I'm agnostic, but I'm saying I don't want a minister because you make vows in front of God. That's a big deal for somebody who doesn't believe.
Yeah, she didn't want to really be realistic about being married to me forever, see?
That's not it.
Anyway, can you blame her?
Yeah, no.
At any rate, so we go to the aquarium. We've been discussing this issue, and I came into the jelly exhibit, and I was standing there. I was staring at the moon jellies, the little baby moon jellies, and they were absolutely perfect, and they were doing exactly what they were designed to do. And it suddenly occurred to me, it was like a physical jolt, like what they talk about in the big book, like a spiritual awakening. I was leaning up against the wall because I couldn't stand up.
I saw it from across the room. She almost fell over.
Because I suddenly realized that there was a God, because these things had been purpose-built. They were designed to do exactly what they did, and they were perfect, and they'd been that way for millennia. They hadn't changed.
You look like someone had gone up and, like, sucked, like, half your energy out of you. I mean, you're weak in the knees and leaning up against the wall, and remember Connor went up and grabbed hold of you because he thought you were going to fall over.
I don't remember that part, but at any rate, so then I knew without
a doubt. You were drunk with the power of the
Lord. I knew without a doubt that there was a God. And that was shortly after that I started going back to church. And I went back to the Methodist church, which was where I started. And I've been going there ever since, mostly.
I chose to believe in the group at first. Because even though, like, I had the...
How does that work?
I had, like, the pseudo-Christian upbringing. You know, like, what do they call it, Shelley?
The CMEers, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter.
Yeah, except for we didn't go on Mother's Day either. I mean, we're like the CE group. You know, we go on Christmas, we go on Easter, and that was, like, pretty much it. And so when I got sober, I was at best an agnostic, and I wanted proof. And someone suggested to me that, do you think that AA as a whole or NA as a whole or CA as a whole is a group with more power than you? I said, well, obviously, because I see people stay sober there, and I can't stay sober on my own. And they said, why don't you use the group as your higher power for now? Group of drunks or group of druggies. God, you know. And I said, all right, because I could see people stay sober in it. I could concretely see actual evidence of people being able to do it. And I did that for a long time until I came around to choosing my version of God. I love my version of God. He's got all kinds of goodies.
So you chose to believe.
He's got a nice car. He wants to give me one. Yeah. I chose it. I mean, I chose to believe in the group of drunks, too. I mean, I did that because that worked for me. I hear people go, oh, you know, it's like the people go, hey, why don't you, you know, pick a doorknob or something. Yeah, I'm not feeling that powerless over a doorknob. I'm really not.
No, because I can grab the doorknob and turn it and bend it to my will.
Yeah. Maybe pray to the lock.
I can get a key and unlock it.
If you have a key.
If I don't have a key, I can use a hairpin.
Wow.
Well, let's take you over to the storage
unit.
You're
my higher power.
Hey, let's take you over to the storage unit place and get some stuff.
Okay.
That's right. You can go break into the store. We'll steal all the beer.
In a van. Do we have a van?
Does it need to be a
purple van? What was it?
Maroon.
Maroon.
Well, if anyone's going to have a maroon van, it would be Mark, because he's got his Arizona State. No, he's got his Arizona State stuff on right now. Arizona State. Yeah, beat Arizona the other day.
So Mark, you pick teams based on the color then, because both of the teams you like are the same colors.
That's how I pick which colleges my kids are going to go to.
By the colors?
Yeah. It makes it easier for me to dress.
Doesn't matter which kid you visit, you can almost wear the same stuff.
That's right.
That's awesome. Shelley?
Yes?
Final words on the subject?
Oh, I would say, you know, if you come into the program as an agnostic or an atheist or whatever, you know, don't sweat it, because you can still stay sober. At some point, you're probably going to have to pick a higher power, and your sponsor can help you with that. I had somewhere where I was going with that, and I've lost my train of thought. I remember what it was. Whatever you pick as your higher power, make sure that it's something you can get comfortable with, because you're going to be with it for a long time.
How about you, Mark?
I think just remember that there is a higher power and you're not it.
I was going to, you ripped me off, man. I was going to do that same one.
How about you, Bruce?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I don't know. You know what? If you're having a problem with it and you're new in the program and you can't get behind the whole God thing, or maybe, you know, your upbringing gave you problems with it, you know, use the group for a while. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. You know what? It's something you can concretely see work, because if you thought you could do it on your own, you'd be out there trying to do it on your own.
And the day will come where it works.
And the day will come. You know what? Act as if. Yeah, exactly like when I asked a guy about praying to remove the obsession of drink and use, I told him I don't think it'll work. He says it doesn't matter if you think it'll work.
Right. Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Like a Nike commercial.
It's a Nike. It's a program Nike commercial.
Yep.
Sweet. Shelly?
Yes?
Do we have any friends back east?
Yes. His name is Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette. That's at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go and read his fine publication online, or you can get it through email, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Mark, do we have any emails?
We do. We have...
he goes, we do.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Sweet. Any videos?
YouTube.com/easylook, YouTube.com/recovery101, rule 62.
Sweet. Don't take yourself so damn seriously. Yep. We have friends online at intherooms.com.
.com.
That's where you can go get a free membership. It's absolutely free. You can join the groups of A's of your choice.
Deal at twice the price.
You can do online chat. You can do online meetings. You can download speaker tapes. And it's all absolutely free in therooms.com.
Can you do online choose to believe?
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Shelley?
I think there is a group called Came to Believe.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Go join that one if you're having a trouble.
Yeah. So, Shelley.
What?
Who's the leader of music by?
Music?
Yeah, what the...
It would be 6 a.m.
Sweet. Which one?
The one that I like.
Okay.
Okay.
Pray for Me.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
She lights a candle, but she doesn't know why she wants to save me.